My question pertains to the seasons. When we are having summer here,
yeah.
If you went to the South Pole in Antarctica, how would you observe the Sabbath?
Well, you know, that's not only a problem with the Sabbath today, but that's always been a problem. In other words, people ask, well, what do you do in Alaska where the sun doesn't seem to go down 6 months a year, and the other 6 months a year it never comes up or barely comes up? And for one thing, here's my personal opinion. When God first made the world, he never intended for humans to inhabit these Arctic regions. In the very, you know, these remote places that are without artificial environments, they're uninhabitable. Nothing grows up there. You might ask another question. How do people keep the Sabbath on the space shuttle where you circle the Earth 20 times in one day? You know, my answer to that would be the Sabbath is God's idea. The divisions of time, not just the Sabbath, but the other 6 days are God's idea. He divided our time. For the vast majority of the planet, we experience sunrise and sunset. And that's when you would start and end your Sabbath. I have friends who live up in Alaska, and what they do is from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock one day to 6 o'clock the other, and they don't go by the sun. They go by that 12-hour division of time that everyone else enjoys. So, or 24-hour division of time, rather. So they just time it like that. And, you know, I could even make the muddy the water just a little bit more. I was in the South Pacific by the International Dateline working on some islands, and on one island, it was the Sabbath day. And you could fly 50 miles to another island, and it was a different day of the week, even though they're technically under the same sunny sky, and you can look across the water and see them. But the dateline just goes down between these two islands. Well, some people try and use these arguments to say that there is no Sabbath day, but the Sabbath is God's idea. It's like accusing God of having a bad idea. He's talking about those that live a normal life. Every seventh day we need to rest. He has blessed the seventh day. And there's no question about what day that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Doug.